Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Enigma Fishing, Cast, Catch, Repeat. Visit Anderson, South Carolina, home of beautiful Lake Hartwell. Phoenix Boats, experience the difference. And by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the BassPro.com Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, a High School National Championship, the College National Championship, and the College Bracket, leading to the Bassmaster Classic. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are, and for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. The best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the watch button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. And now we've added a new element to Bassmaster Radio, and that's our video feed that you can find at Bassmaster.com/radio or go to Bassmaster.com and click on the watch tab and then click on Bassmaster Radio. Now you can also find these videos at our YouTube channel. Just search for Tom Abraham and remember you spell Tom with an H. There are other exclusive interviews and commentaries there as well at the YouTube channel, so you might want to check that out. Well, we are getting closer and closer to the start of the 2021 Elite Series, and later in the show, Pete Robbins will join us to talk about what this year could look like and all the new blood, some of which is old blood, that will be on hand. Now, one guy that is looking forward to the St. John's River is Palatka native Cliff Prince, who finished fourth there last year in a weather-shortened event and may have won it if it was a four-day deal. Now, Cliff is coming up in the middle segment of the show. And we are going to open things up today with another Meet the Elites segment with 2021 rookie Josh Strachner, or Strachner. I'm bound to get this name wrong. But the Alabama pro did everything right on the Eastern Open Circuit, finishing second in the Angler of the Year standings, but punching his ticket to the show. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this show away from the dock. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Five fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of truck or car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham. And I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference. Here we go again with a great holiday deal from the Enigma Dude and EnigmaFishing.com. Now through the end of the month, buy any rod or reel and get a free pair of fishing glasses. These are $50 glasses. I wear them in different lenses. They wrap around and are good to at least 65 miles an hour on the water. Maybe more, but that's as fast as I go. Enigma Fishing rods and reels are tour grade quality at a price too low to believe because they eliminate the middleman. And right now, you get a free pair of glasses with your purchase. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Time now for a little Meet the Elites segment. We've been making the rounds with all the new elites, and wow, what a group of new elites it is. And our next guest, Josh Strachner, this guy, what a year he had on the Eastern Opens circuit. I mean, started out with a second-place finish in Kissimmee, backed that up with an 18th at Hartwell, then third at Cherokee, 29th, not too far from his home, at Lay Lake, and that was good enough for second by 8 or 9 points on the Eastern Angler of the Year standings, just behind Elite Series Pro Patrick Walters, and that punched his ticket to the Elites, and he joins us now. Josh, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, Tom. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, I appreciate you joining us here. And, you know, you have dabbled in this before. I mean, going all the way back to 2012, you fished one, and in 20, you fished the Southerns, and then 2017, the Southerns. You stuck your toe in the water in 2018 and finished third at Logan Martin right there by the house, and then went all in 2020 and made it. Just talk about that, the trial and tribulations. What made you a better fisherman in 2020? 20 than you were, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing 5, 6 years ago, I wasn't really versatile as far as techniques and just traveling around fishing away from home. I think that's the biggest deal. You know, when I first fished the Opens, I'd never been out of Alabama fishing, not one time. And so that was a little overwhelming. And the financial side, I really, I was kind of struggling just trying to fish all those, you know, and coming up with all the money and kind of being overwhelmed with all the big name pros and everything, and just kind of being, I kind of felt like I was out of my element. But since then, you know, I've kind of spread out a little bit, fishing different kind of bodies of water. And so I try to do it one more time, you know, last year, and it worked out good.
Yeah, no, it sure did work out good. A lot of confidence coming out of Florida, even though we had that big gap before we were able to get back on the water because of the pandemic. But you sat there with that second-place finish from Kissimmee for quite a while. That must have gave you some confidence that you know what you're doing out there.
Well, it did. Confidence is a big deal in this sport. A lot of everybody knows it, and you start fishing these Opens level tournaments and you realize how big of a confidence deal it is. And having that second place at Florida, you know, I told myself before I went down there, I need to start off with a good finish and just try to get the year going. So I was able to pull that off. And like you said, it's sitting for 2, 3, 4 months, I think, before we had the next one. I was so ready to go, you know,
yeah.
to fish that second one. I was about to bust, but yeah, having that second place finish to start with, that really set the pace for me.
And it would be,
I guess,
it would be easy to get spun out, you know, when you're younger, when you're in your 20s or whatever, you know, when you look around the room, especially this last year's field. I've never seen an Opens field like this before. You had guys like Scott Martin and Greg Hackney and, Jason Christie, Justin Atkins. You had some real studs. You had some regular Elite Series guys like Patrick Walters, who won the Angler of the Year on the Eastern side. And you had several others, Gerald Swindle, of course, Alabama guy, and so many others. And then you have the local sticks, you know, at all of these different places. So, you know, this would have been a year that, you know, maybe a younger Josh Strachner would have looked around a little bit and been more intimidated. But at 38, now you've been around the horn a little bit, and you get the good finish, you feel like you can hang with these guys.
That's right. It can be a little intimidating. I know that that very first couple Opens I did fish when I was younger, it got a little intimidating. And, you know, you kind of work that out, and you just kind of figure your way through it is what I did, you know, and finally had a good finish. And that, you know, I just told myself, you know, I feel like I can fish just as good as a lot of these guys. So I try to do it one more year for a full season, and it turned out turned out the way I wanted it.
A relatively short off season as you get ready to head to the St. John's River this year and get things started in Palatka, and it'll be lock and load once the season starts. How has it been for you, though, with your sponsors? I mean, you've got some great folks. Andre Morin and Reaction Innovations has been with you all along. You're running a Triton with a Mercury on it, Hummingbird Electronics. How has it been for you, though, to line up these sponsors and be able to deal with the financial end of this deal? Because this isn't, you know, a one-year thing. I'm sure your thought process is that you want to make this your regular gig. You've gone all in. You quit the job. You've gone all in.
Yeah, you know, I think we ended the first or second week of December before I knew I qualified. So, you know, that was a big deal. I really didn't have the time to really reach out to some of these companies for potential sponsorship. I'd already kind of been with Reaction Innovations for several years and Triton and Mercury and PowerPole. So that kind of got the ball rolling. But as far as new sponsorships, you know, it's just hard. You know, nobody knows you. Don't really have enough time to get in touch with some of these people. And that was a kind of a hurdle there. And I'm just going to have to go with what I got right now, which is, you know, it's good people. That's one thing I like about the sponsors that I do have. Is they got this good people behind the doors, you know. So,
well, look, you keep finishing second, third, 18th. I mean, you have those kind of finishes. I mean, that's against a field of 200. It's going to feel like nothing for you when you get out there with the elites, right? Hey, there's 100 guys. That's no big deal. I mean, what's 100 guys? What's 100 of the best fishermen in the world? That's nothing. You know, you get it done with prize money.
That's a positive deal on the elites. I'm only, you know, have to fish against half the people. So that's I like that better. It's having 225 boats on a body of water. It changes up the way you have to fish.
Sure.
It does me. I have to think about it. But only having 100 boats, I can, you know, fish a little different now. So,
and you don't have to worry about that goofy co-angler in the back like me, you know, asking you to net his fish or, you know, then not knowing what he's doing or whatever. So, you know, that's a good part of it. Hopefully you'll have a cameraman to trip over, though. I mean, that would be neat, because if you got a cameraman, you know, you're doing something right?
I'm doing something right if I've got a camera guy. So hopefully I get to have a lot of cameras in the boat this year.
Yeah, that would be good stuff. Josh Strachner with us in our Meet the Elite segment here as we learn a little bit about him. Now, you, like a lot of us, you know, you grew up fishing with your dad. Your father's a bank beater. But you say that you just as soon fish offshore now. Talk about that a little bit. I know you got the great Hummingbird Electronics. I run birds on my boat as well, and I just absolutely love it. But talk about that, how you have kind of backed off the bank and kind of will look for that offshore stuff.
Yeah, you know, I didn't do a whole lot of that offshore stuff when I was growing up. Me and Dad, we'd done some. In summertime, we'd get out on Logan Martin and drag a Carolina rig around, you know, and stuff. But, you know, when I started fishing on my own, fishing the BFLs and especially the opens, and then, you know, the electronics was really, really taking hold and taking off. Everybody was getting them. The technology was so good, you know, across all the different companies. And I just got into it, you know, and bought a couple of Hummingbird Helix units, and I just started playing with them. And after about two or three years, I you know, every year I got to where I was spending more and more time with them.
Yeah.
And like now the last I've gotten to learn Lake Eufaula a lot, and pretty much at Eufaula, if you're not fishing offshore, you're not fishing to win. So that's when I started going down there a lot, I told myself that I'm just gonna have to learn it, you know. So
do you run that 360?
I do.
Yeah, that's a game changer, man. I don't even know how you do. I don't have it yet. I've got to get it on my boat. I don't know how. After seeing guys utilize that, it's just such a great tool. It's amazing how clear it is, and you know how it can put you on those offshore structure and so on.
And just the electronics are so good now. They've got them now where they're just so user friendly. They're just, you know, as soon as you plug them up, you know, straight out of the box, you can go out there and you can find fish with them. You know, anybody can. So it's not rocket science, and you know, everybody's, you know, using them now. So you got to be able to do both. So.
Yeah. Yeah, don't make it sound too easy, because it's not, you know, it's not that easy for me. I mean, yeah, you look for them, you kind of eliminate water. I mean, that's a big part of it, but it is tremendous. The ability to use them, you know, as you say, user-friendly. It's just absolutely amazing. I mean, it is really, really good stuff. All right, well, we wish you the best of luck this season. We'll see you out there on the trail. As I said, the St. John's River coming up. Things get started there February 11th through the 14th, and then it's on to the Tennessee River up out of Knoxville, and away you go. So I wish you the best of luck this season. We'll see you out there on the road somewhere.
All right, thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. How about that, Josh Schnechter, one of the newest elites in our Meet the Elite segment. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back with more right after this. You're listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Boots, Bulls, and the Bassmaster Classic. Everything's bigger in Texas. Be at the best 3 days in bass fishing June 11th through 13th. Watch the takeoffs at Ray Roberts State Park at Pilot Point. Then head to Fort Worth for the huge expo with the latest in outdoors and fishing gear at Will Rogers Memorial Center. Then experience the exciting weigh-in shows at Dickey's Arena. Meet Bassmaster Pros, win prizes, plenty of activities for the kids, plus all events are free. Catch the fun in Fort Worth at the Academy Sports and Outdoors Bassmaster Classic presented by Hook. Details at Bassmaster.com.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Holy smokes!
There's a way to the top. Bass Nation.
The dream was to fish the Bassmaster Classic.
Started fishing ponds with my grandpa when I was young. Here I am now, third year on the Elite Series.
There's no way I would be living my dream. There's no way I would be fishing the Elite Tour.
For a lot of the guys that work and the weekend guys, that's your only route. Without Bass Nation, I wouldn't be here today.
Find a club near you at Bassmaster.com/nation.
Bass Nation, let me hear you.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And look, I don't do this intentionally. All right, so sometimes we do it intentionally. Sometimes we have Phoenix Pros on because, you know, Phoenix is our title sponsor and they got a great, great list of pros. But a lot of times it's just guys, I'm going to have them. And then, oh, well, hey, he runs a Phoenix too. And that's the case with Cliff Prince, who joins us from Florida. He is a Phoenix Pro as well. And he joins us here on Bassmaster Radio. Cliff, welcome in, man. How are you?
Man, I'm just glad to be here, man. I'm great. I'm ready to get this year started, man. It seems like we had a short off season, but it sure has seemed like it's been very long.
Yeah.
With everything that's transpired just trying to get everything situated and going, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, look, it starts in Palatka, which is in your backyard, literally in your backyard. Yep. I mean, this is as good as it gets. So all of the guys that played Arapahoe Fantasy Fishing out there, you know, they're going to have Cliff Prince on their team. You got to have Cliff Prince on your team. And, you know, it was such a weird year there last year. All the water got blown out. We had all that weather. The tournament got shortened. Yep. And yet you finished fourth place. You had a better tournament than you did there the year before, which wasn't a bad tournament. Just talk about those conditions and what you expect to be different in a couple of weeks when we get ready to get it started again.
Well, you know, February, you can either knock it out of the park here and it just be off the chain really good. And then February can also be brutal. It's really our winter. February, especially the first of February, it can be just brutal here, you know, with those real strong cold fronts and that sort of thing. When I say a strong cold front, I mean strong winds and lows in the 20s. You know, I know that's not cold to a lot of people, but it's cold to these fish down here because they're not used to it. And with the wind we had last time, it just changed everybody's ball game. And I mean, I think I had 10 pounds the first day, and it took 2 weeks for those fish to adjust to what happened. So I just hope that doesn't happen again, because I feel like those guys would have really caught them last year like they did the year before. And I hope for a good tournament for everybody.
Well, I mean, you finished in fourth place with 41 pounds. Let's compare that to, you know, the year before. Rick Clunes in there, I think he had 35 pounds in one day. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it just shows how tough it can get.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, if it would have went 4 days, Yeah, I think I probably could have pulled that one off because I think a lot of guys was running out of stuff, and mine was just starting to get right. But, you know, there again, they said it was 3 days, and it's the same for everybody. So everybody's got to, you know, grind it out the best they can. And I look forward to this one. This one's going to be a tough one, too, I feel like. You know, there's just no grass here, and it's going to congregate a lot of guys in the same place, a lot of guys doing the same thing. This place is huge, but it's going to fish small.
Well, explain that when you say there's no grass. I mean, what happened? Where is the grass? I mean, it's Florida. There's grass everywhere. Why is that the situation right now there?
Well, you know, I can't explain it. You know, 5 years ago when those storms come through and wiped it all out, I figured within 3 years it was going to start coming back, and that's not the case. I mean, it is. There's less grass here now than there was last year and the year before that, and why it's not coming back, I don't know. The water's cleared up. The water's been low enough. No excuse. I can't explain it.
How has it fished, up until this point? How has it been fishing? Because obviously we know what the conditions were last year before and after the tournament, but how has it been fishing at this point?
Well, you know, my son and I fished a tournament, a little old jackpot tournament, 3 weeks ago, and we didn't catch a keeper. And I tried to catch him. And then he had a two-day high school deal. Saturday was a tournament, and Sunday was a separate tournament. The first day, he had five that went five-something, and we fished everything that I'd been bit on in the last month. And it was a brutal weekend, wind blew, cold front. Wow. You know, still no excuse to only have five that weighed 5 pounds. And then the next day he had 14-something. So it took 18 to win Saturday and 24 to win Sunday. And the boys that won Sunday had a 10-pounder.
Wow.
So, but they still had four good ones. They still had 14 pounds with four. So, you know, they had a good bag.
And now, is it still all the usual places? I mean, are a lot of people going to be in Lake George? Is there different spots now that, you know, maybe in a way sometimes when it's your body of water that's your home lake, you get so familiar with it, you don't look at different water that you haven't fished in the past. You know, what do you expect it to be like with this deal?
Well, this is my problem. I go to these places where we normally catch them, and I see what it looks like now. And I'm like, they don't live here no more. And obviously they do, because people like Kelly J and people like that, they go in these places and they don't know what it looked like 5 years ago. And they go in there and they figure a little something out and they make it work. Where I go in there and I'm like, well, I'm loading my stuff up and I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And and these guys are good. I mean, they find them, and there's not a stone unturned when you turn these guys loose in these places like this. And there's always somebody figures out a little something that's off the wall. I mean, look what Rick's done, you know.
Throwing a spinnerbait around docks and way up against the bank and everything up with monofilament line, you know what I mean? He's out there like it's 1979, and he's catching 30 pounds.
I know, man. I just shake my head when I watch it. And, I had some fish down in that area. And the first day of the tournament, I caught my limit. I had 16 or 17 pounds. And I had seen a few beds down there in that area. So about noon, I take off and I run down there where Rick's at. And I see him over there. And I troll through there and I look at those few beds. And I'm like, well, this isn't happening. And I crank up and I leave and I go run north of Palatka.
Mm-hmm.
He's down there catching 25, 30 pounds, and I'm catching 3-pounders on these bars up here and not even in the ball game, you know?
So you're not giving the fantasy guys a lot of confidence that they need to pick Cliff Prince. I mean, I don't know if you're sandbagging us here or what, because we always put Cliff Prince on the team, you know, at the St. John's River. So I don't know. Now, if this thing goes 4 days – I mean, is it 55, 60 pounds to win, or does it? You know, what do you think? How big will it go?
Well, I'll put it to you this way: if we have some cold weather right before that, and then all of a sudden we get a five-day warming trend, it's going to take 80 pounds or better, right, you know. But if we get some warm weather and they try to move up, and then all of a sudden the cold front hits Wednesday night, it's going to be tough again.
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to be low weights, you know, to win. You know, when you talk to these guys around here, you know, before they announced the tournament, I'm talking to all these guys, I'm like, man, what's happened to the grass? What's happening? And they're like, well, the fish are still here. We're just having to catch them different ways. But the problem is the guys that are winning with these big weights, the 25, the 26, the 27 pounds, they're catching six fish all day.
Yeah.
And we're used to catching 25 fish.
Right.
You know, and coming in with that weight. And just the numbers aren't there, and a lot of people fishing the same stuff, and you know, and it's like I say, it's going to fish small. Yeah. I feel like.
Cliff Prince with us here talking about the upcoming event, the season opener at the St. John's River, and how this whole thing might go down. And, you know, it wasn't the kind of year you wanted last year. You know, you get the good finish at Palatka, you get the fourth place finish in the opener, and then we have the big break,
yep,
and it's a whole nother thing. How much of that had to do, yep, with your struggles? Because a Florida guy fishing around, running around in the fall, I mean, that must have been a little bit tough. Of course, you went up north as well. But it never got going for you again.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I can't explain it. You know, I was really kind of looking forward to fishing some of those places later in the year, and I just, you know, I found some fish, and I mean, Bernie and I roomed together. Bernie Schultz and I roomed, yeah, together, and Santee, he almost wins the tournament, and I found the same fish, and he was just in a different rotation with me, and he winds up darn near winning the tournament, and I don't even make the cut.
Yeah.
So, you know, him and I sharing information, and he just made it work, and I didn't. And no excuse, I just didn't catch him.
Yeah.
You know?
Finally, we talk about the Florida bass and how they are affected by the weather. Why is that, in your mind? Why do you think that Florida bass are more skittish when it comes to weather than any other bass in the country?
You know, we just don't have that many cold days here, and now... I don't say that they don't like cold weather or cold water. It takes them a while to adjust to it.
Yeah.
When you have a sudden cold front like we do, it just shuts them down for a day or two, and then they'll fire right back up, and it's like nothing ever happened. But
yeah.
Why that is, I can't explain it, but it sure does affect them.
I always thought it had because they got nowhere to go. It's like, you know, they're fishing. They live in 3 or 4 feet of water, and then when something bad happens, they go deep, like 8 feet. You know what I mean? It's not like they're – it doesn't seem like they don't have anywhere to go, you know?
Yeah, deep here on the St. John's is 10 foot. You catch one in 10 foot, you've caught him deep. So,
You're fizzing them.
That's true.
You bring them up from 10 feet, you got to fizz them. You know, it's just not something that you normally
have.
But, yeah. Cliff Prince has been our guest.
Exactly.
Cliff, I appreciate you so much. I'm still putting you on the fantasy team, so go out there and tear it up for us. And we wish you the best of luck this year, man.
Yes, sir, will do, and I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. That's Cliff Prince joining us
there.
And he really is so good down there in that Florida water. And I honestly believe that. I believe that it's the big problem there is they just got nowhere to go. They just got nowhere to go. All right, we got someplace to go. We got to go to a break. And when we come back, Pete Robbins will join us, and we'll talk to old Pete Robbins about this upcoming season and the new faces on the Elite Tour. It's all coming up next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me. It's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
The season is underway, and it's time for you to bring it. Pit your knowledge against friends and fans everywhere in Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing. It's free, and it starts by signing up. Then pick your five-angler team for each event. The grand prize winner gets a Bass Pro Shop shopping spree, cash, and Rapala prize pack. Total value $20,000. Plus new opportunities, including $4,000 worth of prizes for each individual event winner. Plus another $500 if you're a Bass member. Sign up today and start bringing it at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Hey, and welcome back, Phoenix Boats, Bassmaster Radio. And, you know, this past year, I've actually now fished more Bassmaster events than Pete Robbins has. The sad news is that he's still ahead of me in money, which is really bad when you consider he hasn't fished one in like 15 years, but yet he's still ahead of me in money. So I don't know what that means for media guys that that fish, or fishing guys that become media guys. Maybe that's why we were fishing guys that became media guys. I don't know. But Pete Robbins joins us now to talk about this upcoming season and the excitement for it, which is right around the corner now. Pete, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thanks. I'm doing really well today, Tom. Really excited about this year on the Elite Series, and I think we have a great crew, and hopefully with the craziness of last year somewhat behind us, we have better ways of dealing with any potential speed bumps down the road in the future, and hopefully we won't have any of those.
How many major national level tournaments did you fish before you thought, you know what, I could probably do better writing about this and the entry fee is less?
Man, I had a tournament I always think of at the last one I fished. I think it was the last one I fished was at the California Delta, and I practiced with Van Damme for 3 days, which is emasculating enough.
Yeah.
And then the third day of the tournament, I drew Denny Brower. And at one point, just fishing open water with the same lure, same rod, same reel, same line, he had me down 12 to nothing. And I said, I better learn to use a keyboard, because clearly I was not meant to do this for a living.
Yeah, yeah, no, I hear that. I really enjoy what I do fishing the opens, and it's fantastic fishing with the guys. And even now, I just turned 60. I still learn stuff. I've been fishing all my life. I fish around the house to win. You know what I mean? I'll fish tournaments with my son in the neighborhood. And, you know, in my region of the country, which is wonderful, here in the Tennessee-Alabama border, those things I fish and I want to make some noise. When I'm out there on the opens, I'm just enjoying it, taking it all in. And it's amazing, especially with the young guys, seeing what they do with the electronics. What I've seen these kids do with the electronics in the last couple of years is just mind-boggling.
It's insane. I mean, as we get ready for this next season to start, you have a crew of amazing rookies out there, some of whom we know already, some of whom we kind of don't know. And someone's going to come and surprise the heck out of you this year. Some guy you figured, well, maybe he's taking a flyer on it, got lucky and qualified. He's going to kick some butt out there, and they just come into it so ready to go. It's like, you know, guys who come into their freshman year of college playing basketball, and they've been dunking since they were 12, and they just adjust better than you and I ever will, no matter how much we practice at it. This sport has reached that level of professionalism.
And we have the kids that come right out of college that do fantastic, but we got a 75-year-old guy that's won two tournaments in the last 4 years as well, and Rick Klun, who is, you know, one of the best of all time. And we've got other guys that are in their 50s and a few in their into their 60s and so on. And the fish, you know, that the fish don't know the difference, you know, on each and every one of those casts. So then it makes you go to thinking about, you wonder whether or not you're a seasoned pro. Let's say that. Let's not use the word old. Let's say seasoned pro. Whether or not sometimes you're experience can almost get in the way, because I know that guys will get out on certain bodies of water. I just talked to Cliff Prince about this. You know, he'll fish in his home waters at the St. John's River, and in his mind he's like, there's no way that that's a pattern or that's a spot that's going to work. And some 20-year-old kid that's never saw the water before finds something on his 360 and goes fishes it, and he's catching 6 and 7 pounders. And so sometimes it's almost like those fresh eyes and their electronics help them out so much more than some of the veterans with their experience.
I think that's right. I remember Clun telling me years ago, actually at the Pittsburgh Classic, I rode with him the second day, and he was telling me we all have our blind spots. You know, you go up and down the river or down your home lake, and you say, good spot, bad spot, bad spot. And, you know, these are places you either consider or don't consider. And if you can open your mind, and obviously Clun has spent a lot of time on the mental game and figure out how to open your mind to new possibilities, especially as additional populations are being pressured and therefore harder to catch, you can possibly get on something that's outside the textbook and really excel.
I think the other thing, and Rick Clun said this to me not too long ago on the show, that is, and I've heard him repeat it in other forums as well, that is interesting. He has to do something, has had to train himself to do something that is just foreign to the mind of the fisherman. You go out on the water, you want to catch fish. That's what you want to do. You want to catch fish. You want to do whatever you want. You want to have that tug, feel that bite, and catch fish. And he's like, I had to get it out of my mind to go out and catch a bunch of fish because I'm catching 2 and 3 pounders and I'm loving it and I'm catching 40 fish. And I have to find 6 or 7 bites and see that 5 of those are 20 pounds or 18 pounds or whatever it is on that particular body of water. And that's foreign to so many guys, but that's this game. That's the pro game that is played on the Elite Tour, where this is all about getting the right bites, not just going out there and catching a bunch of fish.
Yeah. I mean, years ago, I think when Clun was competing in the 80s, clearly the field was deep, but not nearly as deep as it is now. You could go out and catch 12 pounds every day. And you'd get a check and you'd make the Classic. Now you catch 12 pounds every day all year long and you're back to another job in the off season.
Right.
You know, we have changing metrics of professionalism and what these guys do today. I assume it's actually for that reason harder to do it over the long haul because you have certain expectations of what you need to catch and how you need to catch them, and those may be out the window.
And Pete Robbins with us here talking about this upcoming season on the Bassmaster Elite Tour. And I think this is one of the things that is going to really make this year more fascinating than ever, is that you re-enter a guy like Greg Hackney. You bring a guy like Scott Martin in, who's had tremendous success in his career and catches him and did a great job on the Opens this past year, as did Hackney. But you wonder how mixing in some veteran presence along with the young guys that have developed, that have had this playground to themselves kind of the last couple of years, and now you want to say, well, what will this look like? What will Paul Mueller and Corey Johnston and Chris Johnson and all of these guys look like now when you get a Hackney in there and a Scott Martin in there and a Jason Christie in there? We saw what Polinick did last year, winning a couple of times. And I think that's one of the things that makes this year more fascinating than ever.
I think so. I mean, there's all those dynamics. Like you said, Swindle and Polinick coming back last year, two great storied anglers. You have Hackney and Christie coming back this year. It feels different to me. I mean, those guys are just stone cold killers.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't mess around with anyone. And I have to think about how to say this properly. Years ago, if you were a young guy, you'd been on tour maybe 1 year, 2 years, you respected your elders no matter where they came from. And I have to think about how to say this. It's not that the young guys, the Drew Cooks and the Patrick Walters of the world, don't respect their elders. But, man, they come in and they kick ass from the beginning. Right. And they don't need to defer to anyone on the water. The days of getting punked by someone just because they had been out there longer than you are over. Now everyone's sort of on that even playing field, even if the guy you're fishing down the bank from has won 2 or 3 Classics or 2 or 3 Anglers of the Year.
I think they respect them. I don't think they're intimidated. I think that's the biggest.
I think that's exactly right.
Yeah, because that's one thing that I have always found, that when I've talked to the young guys to a man, they have an incredible amount of respect for the guys that paved the way. They're just not intimidated anymore. It used to be you'd get up there and you'd look and you'd like, oh my gosh, how am I going to beat this guy? How am I going to beat that guy? And you don't see that as much, I don't think, anymore. It will be, like I said, very interesting to see how some of the vets that have come back will do. And we've talked to them all now. Basically, you know, every one of them, guys like Scott Martin, who hadn't been on the Elite Series. But it's been even more interesting talking to Swindle, Polinick, Christie, you know, Hack, two weeks ago or so, we talked to Greg Hackney. And guys who kind of took it for granted and had fallen into that mindset, you know, had been on the Elite Series for a number of years, some of them going all the way back to 2006, and then left for a couple of years and fought like hell to get back in. And it's amazing how much they appreciate it. Swindle especially, he talked about it. Greg Hackney talked about it. How much they appreciate it. And sometimes it takes a little break in your career to realize this is something that I should have been doing all along.
And you have to give those guys like Christie and Hackney and Scott Martin a lot of credit. I mean, all eyes were on them this year as they put all their eggs in that opens basket. And no matter how good you are, how great your career has been, you have one bad day on the opens and your season is done in terms of qualifying for the elites. They all came with a mission and they made it happen. And that's in hindsight, it seems easy and it seems inevitable, but it was anything but going into the season.
Yeah. And of course, Patrick Walters off of the Elite Series was the angler of the year overall in the opens. And it just tells you something about how tough that field was. And I, you know, I fished those in the Easterns and I know firsthand just from looking at it. I don't know that we'll ever again see a roster that was as loaded as those 200 anglers that fished those Eastern and Central opens, all with the eye of getting into the elites.
Probably not. I mean, but at the same time, the elites is an incredible carrot at the end of a stick that people are going to want to chase after. Mm-hmm. I think despite some speed bumps over the past couple of years or perceived speed bumps, things are getting to the point where people realize this is a premier place to build your career. It continues to be that premier place. And the opportunities going forward are pretty tremendous. And the fact that people wanted to come back, everyone has to choose what their own best career path is. But the fact that these guys wanted to come back shows that they missed out on something, whether that be a certain level of competition or media exposure or sponsor compensation. People wanted to be back, and that's a sign of good things.
It's the only path to the best. Master Classic, and guys to a man will say there's nothing like it. There's just nothing like it. You can't replicate 50 years of history. You can't just go do something and say that you're going to do it, and then all of a sudden, you know, you wipe away 50 years of history. This is the only place, you know, where you'll be able to find those things. Pete Robbins with us here. And Pete, the other thing, you know, as awful as the pandemic was, and you know, it was devastating for our country on so many different levels, and what it did to sports, it opened up a programming opportunity for bass to be live and, you know, for a number of Elite Series events over the summer. That led directly to what we're all really excited about this year, which is the Fox Sports deal and having 2 days of live Elite coverage every single tournament and the entire Bassmaster Classic. That's just something that I don't know if you can even put a number on. It's so valuable to the sponsors and to these anglers.
It's valuable to me as a pundit and, more importantly, as a fan of the sport. I mean, I remember 30 years ago, you had to wait a month to get the results of a Bassmaster tournament right when the magazine came to you. And then I remember 20 years ago, over the nascent internet, getting the results each day and faxing them to my friend at his office. I mean,
gosh,
we're spoiled. We can see these things as they happen. If you think about LeBron James, every dribble he's taken, every shot he's taken since he was 9 years old is on tape somewhere. And, you know, we have guys, the Kevin Van Dams and the Rick Klunz, who a lot of things that happen to them in the boat will never be seen because there was no one in the boat with them or there was a co-angler with them. And now for the first time, we have this incredible tool of being able to watch everything these guys do and to be there when it happens. And it elevates it closer to being a top-tier sport.
Due to the pandemic, the Bassmaster Classic being moved to June, which puts it kind of in the midst of a Texas swing, if you will, that's going to be kind of fascinating as well. I mean, we had late summer classics in the past. We've had early spring classics for the last several years. I don't know of any in June. And so I think that's going to be really, really fascinating as well, and it falls almost right in the middle of this season, the way this season has been set up. So I think that trip out to Ray Roberts is going to be really, really cool.
I'm looking forward to it. The last summertime classic I remember, I believe, was Pittsburgh in 2005.
Yeah.
And, you know, ever
that
since
August,
then,
maybe, it's though? Been, yeah, yeah. That was late.
That was an August one. But I think I talked to Keith Combs last week, and he is obviously very disappointed that he was the first man out of the cut for a Texas classic. Disappointed is to put it mildly. But he said it's going to be a great classic. He said in June, those fish are kind of in transition. They won't be fully out on their summertime stuff. Ray Roberts has a lot of shallow cover. He expects that. He said certainly in March you would see some 10-pounders, but top to bottom the field would not be as consistent. He expects that in a normal June, top to bottom, you're going to see some really big weights.
I think it's going to be fascinating, and I like the way they set the entire season up with the earlier finish. And I know part of that was to leave room at the back end of the schedule for any events that have to be postponed. But, I think the lock and load nature of it, not ever being too long from the last tournament, is going to help a lot in the coverage of it as well. In keeping it in national consciousness.
I think that'll help the coverage of it and the popularity of it, certainly. With respect to the classic in particular, I wonder how that changes that dynamic. I mean, are you going to have, you normally have guys who have sort of a whole off season to get ready for their classic and be relatively close in terms of preparation, but now you're going to have guys, I don't know if they're going to treat it as, you know, effectively a regular season tournament in terms of preparation, or if there's specific things they can do in between tournaments. I kind of feel like the more organized you are and the more of a veteran you are, it might give you a little leg up in terms of being ready when it's go time.
Pete Robbins has been our guest. Pete, I appreciate you so much. Keep up the great work. We're reading you all the time, and we'll look forward to doing it again.
Thanks so much, Tom. I appreciate it, and I can't wait for this season to start.
I can't wait either. Pete Robbins, there you go. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, we'll wrap this one up. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Five fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of a truck or a car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
It's time for another great sweepstakes giveaway from your friends at Bassmaster. Just visit Bassmaster.com and click on sweepstakes for a chance to win in the Bassmaster Weekly Winner Giveaway. One winner each week through January will win a $1,000 Bass Pro Shops gift card, and you can enter every day for your chance to win. Just visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for details and to enter now. It's the Bassmaster Weekly Winner Giveaway at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. Here we go again with a great holiday deal from the Enigma Dude and EnigmaFishing.com. Now through the end of the month, buy any rod or reel and get a free pair of fishing glasses. These are $50 glasses. I wear them in different lenses. They wrap around and are good to at least 65 miles an hour on the water. Maybe more, but that's as fast as I go. Enigma Fishing rods and reels are tour grade quality at a price too low to believe because they eliminate the middleman. And right now, you get a free pair of glasses with your purchase. Visit EnigmaFishing.com. For more,
this is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. It's time for another great sweepstakes giveaway from your friends at Bassmaster. Just visit Bassmaster.com and click on sweepstakes for a chance to win in the Bassmaster Weekly Winner Giveaway. One winner each week through January 29th will win a $1,000 Bass Pro Shop gift card, and you can enter daily for your chance to win. Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for details on how to enter. This is a great time to join a Bass Nation Club or to form one if there's not one in your area. Bass Nation anglers around the country compete on the local level and all have a chance to advance to the Elite Series and even the Bassmaster Classic. You can go to Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab for more information on how to start or join a Bass Nation Club. Also sign up for Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing with prizes for 1st through 20th place in each elite event and the Bassmaster Classic. Plus, one grand prize winner will receive a $15,000 Bass Pro Shops shopping spree, $5,000 cash, and a variety of prizes from Rapala, a total value of more than $20,000. In fact, a grand total of more than $90,000 in prizes are available this year. So visit BassmasterFantasy.com to register and pick your team for the opening event at the St. Johns River. And join our Bassmaster Radio group and win tremendous prizes from Rapala, Enigma Fishing, Phoenix Boats, Missile Baits, and VisitAnderson.com. Just go to the Groups button and search Bassmaster Radio. Now let's take a look at the upcoming schedule. The TNT Fireworks Bass Nation West Regional is at Lake Havasu February 3rd through the 5th. And then it gets started with the AFCO Bassmaster Elite at the St. Johns River February 11th through the 14th. Then the Bassmaster Elite at the Tennessee River is out of Knoxville February 25th through the 28th. The Mossy Oak Fishing Bassmaster High School Series at the Harris Chain, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors, is February 27th. And then the FirstBassPro.com Bassmaster Open at the Harris Chain on the Southern Series is March 4th through the 6th. Now, don't forget, all of the Elite Series action will be covered by Fox Sports and FS1, and you'll be able to find coverage of all of the Day 3 and Day 4 events there live, and of course, Bassmaster Live at Bassmaster.com for Days 1 and Days 2. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the watch button and click on Bassmaster Radio. And check out our new YouTube channel at Tom Abraham. Until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I am Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.